Sorry, I just gotta fix this camera. There we go.
Is it my good side?
I think so. All of your sides are
versus good. The other one? For sure.
Let me pick all my fucking wedgies.
Frontal wedgies?
All them fuckers.
I have shorts on in case anyone was trying to get a peek. You fucking can't.
It's all dark.
It's all dark down there.
Question. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen The Return of Jafar?
No. You're dumb.
Wow.
God damn!
I got my piercing in by myself.
Look at you! How fucking cute is that?
Isn't it pretty? But now I can't.
Oh.
I can kind of.
Oh, it totally still sits there.
Well, I mean, there's a giant fucking hoop in there.
Yeah, it's like a goddamn crown for your ear.
It is. Anyway, do you want to hear my goddamn?
Sure.
It's not that I'm still kind of sick, although I should use that one. Honestly. But I am so much better. Look.
No pink eye.
No pink eye. Got my makeup back.
Also, I'd like to state for the record, I did not get the pink eye.
You thought you did for a second, though.
I thought I did.
You were like, my eyes don't feel right.
I was like, things are different. And things feel different.
You're going down.
Yeah, you said that. And then I was like, guess what? I'm a superhuman.
Is it your left eye?
It was both of them. I was like, when I squeeze them, they just don't feel the same like they used to. But I think I might have just been more aware of them. I don't know. Or I just fought it off because I'm so fucking strong.
Superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. think that's it.
I am extraterrestrial or whatever.
Ooh, are you like a reptilian?
I am. Yeah, I'll be reptilian. That sounds
sorry
nice.
For all the ice in the mic.
I'll be it's fucking scaly and shit.
Just 800 fucking degrees in here.
It is fucking 800 degrees in
it's
here.
It's like 90 outside and we had the AC rocking in this bitch, mm-hmm. but turning it off, it like instantly starts to bake.
Yeah, even just the sound being off makes it unbearable.
Oh, God, like the sound of a fan blowing. Uh-huh. Yeah, even if it's not touching you, you're like, okay,
but we're
feels
trying.
Cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So if we fucking fly through this one, you guys know that we're just trying not to be baked alive inside yeah. of the she shed right yeah. now. The
but murder also, shed. Stick around after because we have two packages to open. Not one, but two.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And they're big, yeah. guys.
We have a little bit of a sneak peek of what's in one of them, and I'm so fucking excited.
Oh,
and
no.
You guys actually should be excited for it, too.
Because it has something to do with merch.
Yeah.
That's our song.
That is our
okay,
song.
Okay, my goddamn mm-hmm. is that I am just the best parent in the world, as we all know.
Obviously.
So I'm learning as I navigate this parental fucking river
yep.
of life
mm-hmm.
that I have a very different parenting style than a lot of people.
Most, some might say.
Yeah, and my husband. I'm very, like, relaxed in mm-hmm. my parenting style, but also, like, my kids better be fucking respectful. Like, I'm yeah. trying to raise, I wouldn't say productive humans for society because I fucking hate society.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to raise humans that do what they want and like and are happy but, like, are kind to people, other
yeah.
people, right? Like, those two rules, right?
Yeah.
Because of this, people are going to probably judge me for what I'm about to say and I don't really give a fuck. So my kid, a long time ago, a couple months ago, had learned what the middle finger is. Right?
Yeah.
And this is the oldest. He's 6. And he was like, Mom, what's it mean? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, babe, don't do that. That's really offensive. People don't like it. Please don't ever do it. And then sometimes when we're in the car, I like to play this game where we get to say bad words or do something silly in the car that, like, you're not really allowed to do. But mm-hmm. I'm like, shh, don't tell your dad. They always tell their dad. And
fucking snitches.
Exactly. And one time I had let him put his middle finger up, right? So he did it, and he thought it was so funny, like the greatest thing ever. And I was like, okay, that was your one time. You're all done. And then a couple of days after that, he would, like, flip, like, put his middle finger up, but then wrap his hand around his finger, and then he'd giggle, and he would never hold it up. He would, like, hold it down by his stomach or something, and he'd be like, Mommy, I have my middle finger up. And I'd be like, babe. You can't, like, don't do it.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Fucking
you know?
Testing waters here.
Like, I kind of opened the gate, and then he was like, well, let's see how far I can take it. But I always shut it down, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I've got fucking standards and boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to also, like, cuss words and stuff, like, I'm not going to care if they say crap.
Mm-hmm.
They're too young now. He's said it a couple times, and I've been like, hey, not yet. When you get a little older, I'll let you say it in the house. Or, like, oh, my God, you know.
Because my kids say, oh, my God, all the time. And, like, as a non-believer, yeah, I'm like, I don't care, but don't say it around anyone else.
That's exactly what I tell them. I'm like, it's okay to say in the house, but, like, don't say it outside. And I have to explain to them, like, some people would find it offensive and, you know, It's just not allowed outside of the house. I don't even know how Lee feels about that one, actually, because that was like a parenting decision on the point, like at the moment. And sometimes the kids will say something that I said was okay, and Lee will be like, don't say that. I don't like you saying that. And I'm like, oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, dad's mad.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Should have asked dad first. But anyway, okay, so the middle finger thing. It's chilled down. Recently, my youngest loves to play, like, he calls it dino hunting. And he, like, talks like this. And I think it's from playing all of his, like, video games on the iPad and shit. But, like, as we're playing, what it is, like, he pretends to be a dinosaur. And his fucking dino moves are on point. Like, he goes, like, velociraptor, little hands and shit. And he'll be, like, roar and then the corner. And he fucking arches his head and everything. Full, like, this man is going to be a dino furry for sure when he gets older. Yeah. And I play with a Nerf gun and I hunt him, but I'm not allowed to actually shoot him with the Nerf darts anymore.
Oh, anymore.
Hard roll. Hard roll.
Mom, it hurts.
But so we play Dino Hunter. And then if I kill him, he'll die as a dino and then he'll come back to life. And then he stands there and he looks me dead in the eye and he goes, choose your dinosaur.
What?
Yeah. And then he'll be like, today I'm an Allosaurus or whatever the fuck they are. He knows all of the dinosaur names.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I got Triceratops.
Yeah.
And half the time I mix that shit up with like a Stegosaurus. Got Stegosaurus.
A Triceratops and a Stegosaurus? Come on, you know the difference.
I do, but I have in the moment been like, ooh, a Triceratops. And they're like, that's a Stegosaurus. And I'm like, I'm dumb.
They're like, hold the fuck on.
But I also fucking hated dinosaurs growing up.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to hate, but I do remember that about you.
Yeah, I literally hate it. I think it was because my teacher.
Yeah.
The teacher really liked him, and I was like, I fucking hate this teacher.
Didn't she make you color the bones?
Yeah.
And you were like, bitch, bones are white.
Exactly. Yeah. Precisely. Yeah. I'm glad you know where this stems from in my life.
And I feel like I was there.
Followed me to adulthood. This bitch. Her name was Miss A. She was probably really nice, but as a child, I was like, I fucking hate her. Mm-hmm. She's mean. So we're playing Dino Hunter, blah, 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 blah. My oldest is like, I want to play. And we were playing a little scene where we took all the pillows from all the couches and, like, wrapped the kids around on the pillows, and they were dino eggs. And I was just an unassuming passerbyer of these dino eggs, and then they start to crack. Ooh, they're going to hatch, right? Ooh, okay.
Better stick around and find out what they are.
And the kids thought it was so funny because I'd be like, oh, my gosh, are those dino eggs? And they'd giggle, and I'd be like, oh, are they giggling dino eggs? And then that'd make them laugh more. And then it would start to crack, and, like, their little hair would stick out, and I'd be like, oh, my God, it just cracked, and it has the cutest little hair. Like, they loved it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then my oldest, he always takes shit too fucking far. So he is like throwing his arm out of the dino shell, aka pillow. And he kept doing it a lot. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing? He's going to whack me, because I was like kind of close. And then I step back. Homie is flipping me off. He's throwing his arm outside of the dino shell, flipping me off from the outside like, fuck you, Dino Hunter. And he's laughing like a maniac. And he did it like 3 times. And then I was like, oh, I fucking saw red.
Oh,
I went
no.
from, like, being an unassuming passerby of dino eggs to, like,
I'm going to extinguish this fucking species.
Oh, this dino's going to die.
Yeah.
I, like, ripped the pillows off of him, and I was like, get in your room right now. And he looked so shocked. I was like, you don't flip me off. You know what you did. That kid ran to that room so fast and, like, sat in his bed for, like, 20 minutes while the other one and I continued to play dinos.
Oh, no.
He didn't cry. He didn't. He fucking knew he
was like, my
up.
Bad, Mom.
Oh, he knew. And then he slowly came back out, like, afterwards, and he apologized and played. But anyway, I was just like, oh, goddamn it. I gave him an inch. He took a mile.
Yeah. You know, they will.
They fucking will.
They fucking will.
But also, I go from, like, super awesome nice to, like, instant bitch on the flip of switch. Like, these kids are going to grow up thinking they have to walk on eggshells, and they're going to have problems. Like, that is the mental trauma I'm giving them, is never knowing how mom's doing.
We never know which one we're going to get today.
Exactly. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, that sucks. But, I mean, they'll learn, you know?
Yeah, you better obviously. Like, flip her off, she's going to get pissed off. It's all about respect.
It's all about respect. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. My kid pulled out a, like, what the fuck the other day, and I was like, oh, what the fuck did you just say? I don't know where he learned it.
I'm sorry, what the fuck?
Yeah. And he, like, looked at me, he's like, it's an accident. I was like, it's not an accident, bro.
You know you're not supposed to say it. It's not an accident.
Like, that's not an accident. That doesn't just pop out of your mouth.
Yeah, you shouldn't be saying it that much that it accidentally pops out.
Exactly. Yeah. Little shit.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. That's a goddamn.
Give me your goddamn.
Well, my goddamn is quite simply that I get to hang out with my bestie tonight.
Hell yeah, you do.
Hell yeah, I do. Yeah, and we're going to go see a fucking hardcore metal cover band. I'm so excited.
Oh. God, my black lung. I'm so excited, too. We're going to go to a bar. Mm-hmm. It's a brewery.
It's a brewery. But it has alcohol, beers, to be precise. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. And we get to watch live music and hang out like the good old days.
When is the last time we've done this?
Before kids.
Probably. Yeah. And we're not counting anything that ever happened in Vegas because that's a different vibe.
That's a different vibe. That's like a whole different thing.
Looking for a place to be.
Yeah. That's just gambling and a good time. But I'm super fucking excited. And tomorrow, our husbands are going to be gone all day at the beach, so we get to hang out then, too. So I get a full fucking weekend of bestie days.
We were just saying how, like, it sucks because we never get to hang out. Like, the only time we hang out is for the...
podcast?
Yeah, for the podcast.
Yeah.
Or if somebody's having a birthday or a barbecue or something. But then when other people are around, it doesn't count.
No, I want my memory of the night to quite literally just be your face in my face. Like music in the background and a beer in my hand.
Me too.
Because some of my best nights, that's all I remember.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Same. And then being like, you know what we should do? And then it's always something stupid and silly. And then we're laughing and our pants are like ripped from jumping a fence.
Yeah, exactly.
Harmless fun.
Harmless vandalism.
I cannot wait. So we have to record this episode so that I can go pick up Erin from her house.
Yeah, so that you can follow me back to my house so that I can get picked up by you and come almost back to your house.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. You just explained exactly what's going to happen. Like there's going to be a solid 45 minutes of your life of just driving to and from the exact same place you came from.
That's okay. But because on the way back, I'll be with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and on the way there, you can just, you know, listen to tunes.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I'm so excited.
Fine. I have an audiobook.
Me too. What are you listening to?
All the Dangerous Things, I think.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay.
Susan. Yeah. No big deal. It's like a murder mystery book. It's pretty fun. Anyway. You want to talk about murder?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what? It's my case this week. Let me tell you about some murder.
Murder.
Okay. This is another episode brought to us by Critty.
Critty Cat.
Woo woo.
Oh, also on the package that she sent, one of the packages is from Critty Cat and the other one is from Mike. I don't know if you want your last name blasted, but she signed it Critty Cat. It made me so happy.
I love it. That's her name, so.
So.
I don't know what else she would sign.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know who it would be if she put her real name, like, I don't know her.
I don't fucking know anybody by that name.
Send it back.
Okay, this week I'm going to tell you about Clayton Daniels.
Okay, Clayton.
Okay, so Clayton and Molly Daniels were a young married couple that lived together in Leander, Texas, with their two children, a boy, Caleb, and a girl, Harley.
Cute names.
Super cute names. Harley was actually named after Harley Davidson.
What? I was thinking it was after something else.
Like Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
No, but Daniel was like obsessed with motorcycles.
Makes sense.
Leander is a suburb located 30 minutes northwest of Austin, Texas, if anybody is wondering where the fuck this is happening at.
Okay.
So Caleb, the other son, the other child.
The only other son.
The only other son was not actually Clayton's biological son, but he adored both of his children and he actually quit his job as an auto mechanic to be a stay-at-home dad.
Wow.
Right?
Good for him.
Okay.
Look at you go.
Right? His wife Molly worked full-time for a home remodeling company as a receptionist.
Okay.
And they were able to live an okay life on the income. But like most young families, they struggled financially and they live paycheck to paycheck. But standard shit.
Yeah.
Fucking living the American dream. Let's be honest.
Honestly, yeah. He gets to stay home with them.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know.
You have a roof over your head? Fucking great.
Awesome. In 2004, the little family lived in a split-level home across the street from an elementary school, which was perfect because at this time Caleb was 4 and he'd be starting school the following year. So nice and close by. Harley was only a year old, but, you know, hi.
Yeah, soon. Sooner than you know.
Fucking no joke, man. People describe Molly as the love of Clayton's life, and she referred to him as the love of her life. But Molly has a sister named Melissa, and Melissa comes with fucking deets. And she's like, Molly was like more in love with the idea that Clayton loved her a lot, but wasn't actually really in love with Clayton.
Okay, so wanted the American dream, but like.
Yeah, yeah.
Set. settled with him.
Yeah, like, not necessarily. I'll fucking marry you. You're good enough.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Melissa also said that Molly was stoic and really didn't show emotion.
Okay.
Unless you said something to, like, piss her off, and then she'd go from, like, zero to bitch instantly.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't really like that.
So you don't cross Molly is basically what we're learning about from Melissa.
But she doesn't seem like a happy person either.
No, she sounds awful.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. On June 17th, 2004, Clayton, who was 23 at the time, and he often went by Clay, so I'm going to call him Clay the rest of the time.
Okay.
He decided to visit his mother's house, and he hops into his green Chevy Cavalier, and he goes to visit her. I have no idea how far away she is.
Okay.
But
he's like, later, losers.
I'm going to go see my mom.
Okay.
But the next morning, Molly, who is 20, she calls her mom in hysterics because Clay never came home.
Uh-oh.
So I'm assuming she must be or like he goes all day or something.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't alarmed till the next morning.
Yeah.
That he wasn't home. But she wasn't really alarmed or upset that he's missing. It was more like the fact that he wasn't home because she had to go to work.
Like, this motherfucker.
Somebody to watch her kids, yeah.
So just leaving his responsibilities.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, that would be my first, like, reaction to. It's like, what the fuck, man? Until you're like, oh, wait, that's bad.
Uh-oh, hang on. He's missing.
Yeah.
Missing. I feel like if Lee went to his mom's, granted, she lives close, though. Like, if he went to his mom's and then didn't show back up in, like, 3 hours, I'd be like,
hey, where are you at?
You okay?
Like, are you coming home?
You gonna be home for dinner?
Yeah.
Do you want to take the kids with you?
So next time.
So Molly's mom thought that Clay was a loser and not dad material, and she did not like him. He was not a good influencer.
Gosh.
Influencer.
No, he wasn't a good influencer.
His social media was shit.
Have you seen his social media presence?
It's terrible.
Might as well not even be on it. It's a terrible influencer.
Okay, he was a terrible influence on Molly, and he didn't like her. And she didn't like Clayton.
Okay, it sounds like Melissa, the sister, didn't either. I mean, I don't know that you didn't say that, but it was just like, she didn't. She wasn't as head over heels for
him. Yeah,
yeah. So maybe. It sounds like that side of the family is kind of like, it wasn't all
he
that.
He wasn't that great. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what they're getting at here. So a man who was driving down a lonely road.
Ooh.
So lonely.
How do they know the road's feelings? You know?
Well, I guess, like, lonely doesn't have to be bad.
I feel like lonely is bad.
Yeah.
Alone isn't bad.
True. That's a fucking solid point, man.
Thanks.
Never heard you make fucking close the debate quicker. It touches my soul.
Yeah, lonely.
Maybe this
is a
road is just
feeling.
Alone.
Yeah, this it's just a solo road, man.
We're fucking cool. So this man is driving down this road that's by itself and fully happy and not sad at all. When this man sees some smoke.
Uh-oh.
And then so he follows it and he discovers a car is fucking fully engulfed in flames.
Uh-oh.
And it's burning at the bottom of an embankment.
What time is it? Is it nighttime? Daytime?
I don't know. It's
is it
just,
the next morning?
It's just on a road.
Okay. We're just
alone.
On a lonely road.
Yeah. Just some guy driving down a road.
We're on a very contented alone road.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's sad, but there is a car on fire. Now, there wasn't much left of this car when the emergency crews arrived. Like, it had been burning for a little bit.
Okay.
It was successfully burned. On this happy road.
Someone might be sad now.
Yeah.
Now we could call it a lonely road.
Yeah. Well, something like that. Okay, so in the wreckage, they discovered there were human remains.
Uh-oh.
But the fire was so bad that only 12 pounds of the remains could be recovered.
Oh, my God.
That's nothing.
When you have to weigh it. Like, their quantifiable amount is
Do
a weight?
They must always weigh them.
Well, but I mean, like, we got 90% of the body or whatever. Like,
Okay,
you're missing maybe a head or a couple arms.
Like, look at her driver's license. What's the sound? Fucking liar. Let's add a couple pounds to that.
Yeah, exactly. But 12 pounds, like,
That's not enough.
That's just like, you just had stuff.
12 pounds is like maybe one of my,
You had.
Like, from my knee down.
But like,
you think that's
12
pounds? Look at that. Is that 12 pounds?
They would. It's probably 12 pounds. But you wouldn't quantify it in that. You'd be like, all that was left was a leg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what was left. They quantify it. So 12 pounds. And in that 12 pounds, there was a portion of the hip and torso
mm-hmm.
kind of intact.
Mm-hmm. It was probably buckled in.
But they were burned. Like, they were charred. It was bad. So the car had burned into a shell, and everything was gone, and you couldn't even tell what color the car was.
Oh, God.
They look up the VIN number, and they discover that it was Clayton's green Chevy Cavalier. Some remnants of paperback books and a baseball cap with a Harley Davidson pin and a shoe and a silver necklace. Those kinds of things were found in the wreckage that had been in the car.
Like all his stuff.
Yeah, that was like in the vehicle.
Yeah.
It took investigators a whole 3 seconds to determine that this accident was suspicious as fuck.
Don't like it.
This is looking kind of weird.
Something happened here.
There were no skid marks on the road. Even though the road was a 60-mile-per-hour speed limit,
yeah,
there was no skid marks of the car, like, veering off the road into the embankment or anything. So that suggests that the car was going really slow when it went down the embankment. Also, the gas tank and all the other, like, ignitable sources in the car were found to be intact. And so the car couldn't have caught fire, like, accidentally.
Yeah.
So it was set on fire, that's what they're suggesting. Investigators suspected that Clay was murdered. And they had two theories, that either a road rage incident had occurred, and which I guess often happened with him. Like, he'd always get, like, fucking...
Kind of got a little attitude.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody runs him off the road and he dies, or they fucking...
But still at slow speed, like...
And then set him on fire.
Yeah.
Like, who is ready for that kind of road rage?
Yeah, that's an intense road rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the second theory is that his wife killed him. Okay.
Okay. So, that seems also far-fetched. Didn't she have the kids and shit, too?
She's like, I need some childcare.
Yeah.
Okay, there is kind of this other, like, low-hanging fruit third theory of he had a sexual assault charge from years prior, and the father of that victim was heard to have said several times that he wanted Clay to, quote, go away. So we've got someone with a motive.
Okay, right? But...
Like, it could be, there's kind of...
Listen, if you are a sexual assaulter, chances are it wasn't your first time, the one that you got caught and all that. God, so, like, there could have been other people around that, like, also wanted him gone.
It sounds like he wasn't a popular person. And they think, they're thinking somebody murdered him.
Well, yeah.
And they've got... three theories on how that could have happened.
Okay.
So 100 to 200 people showed up.
Jesus Christ.
To his
funeral. Oh, I thought it was like to the crime scene to check it out. And I was like, who's on hoses?
Who called 100 to 200 of us here? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dane, I can't follow your story when you exaggerate.
You guys are going to trample all over the evidence.
100 to 200 people showed up to his funeral.
Okay.
And Clay's mom and Molly were decked out in Harley Davidson attire because that's what he would have wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Clay's favorite song played in the background, which was Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Great song.
Play Free Bird! Just imagine that at a funeral. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
And since there was no remains because there was an ongoing investigation, so, like, the remains were evidence.
Yeah.
They just had, like, a bunch of pictures of Clay up on stage with flowers and his motorcycle with a Confederate flag draped over the seat. So super classy.
Bad choice, but listen, maybe they would have learned, you know?
Maybe. So Clay's best friend even got up and said, like, spoke at his funeral and said that Clay was an asshole and that this world is a better place without him.
Okay.
So we have a lot of people in support of solving this murder.
Did he run that shit by his wife first? And was like, do you think this is good? Should I change anything?
My favorite part is where I say, like, you know, the world's better without him, but, like,
you know, you think he's in a better place, but really we're all in a better place.
God damn.
Like, Jesus.
Shit. He was not doing himself any favors, this Clay guy.
I guess. Okay? That's his best friend. That's who was like, I guess you can speak at his wedding or whatever, fucking wake.
Yeah, right? His wedding.
Not that one.
His wedding into heaven.
Yeah. Wedding with Jesus.
God. Clay obviously was not super well-liked, and people described him as a lazy freeloader with a shitty attitude.
Okay, how did he get 100 to 200 people to show up to his wake?
I don't understand.
Like, that feels like a lot to me.
I don't understand. That feels like a lot to me, too.
I don't think I know 200 people.
I certainly don't.
Maybe not even 100 people. Yeah, but, like, nobody's going to show up to your wake. They'll just be like, RIP online, you know?
Yeah, like, God damn, now we don't have a fucking episode.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like her anyway. What am I going to do on Monday mornings?
Oh, shit, man. Fucking harsh. Yeah. Okay, so a devastated Molly knew that her whole life policy that she had out on Clay, which was $110,000, it wasn't going to pay out in time for her to, like, meet her bills, and she needed help now.
Wasn't she the breadwinner? Oh, but she's probably got to find childcare and shit now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, her life just turned upside down. She just lost her fucking husband.
Yeah.
Like, now I got to try it. Assuming she didn't do anything, she's got to, like, try to make money and grieve and do all this. Mm. So her community and her employer helped her a lot, and they bought her groceries, and they paid her utilities for a few months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
Her coworker also raised $1,000 cash for her to have.
Cash money.
Cash money, hard cash.
That's very cash money of them.
Molly also lost her primary caregiver, like we were saying, so she had to put a flyer out in the neighborhood that said, like, basically newly widowed mother of two that needs help. And a neighbor by the name of Jenna came to the rescue and offered to watch her kids for her while she was at work.
Nice.
And she would do it for $120 a week.
Cool. That's right? A steal.
Fucking total steal. Two kids? God damn.
Yeah.
Fucking working it.
Yeah.
So Melissa, who's Molly's sister, was at Molly's house one day when she walked into the bathroom, and she was shocked to catch a glimpse of a man sleeping in Molly's closet.
What in the fuck?
Oh, what in the fuck? And so she's terrified, and she runs to Molly, and she's like, dude, there's a fucking stranger in your closet. Like, what the hell is going on? And so she brings Molly to the closet, and they start rummaging through clothes and shoes, but there's no man there. So, like, Molly's like, you're fucking tripping. There's nobody here.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's, like, fucked up.
And she's like, you must have been seeing some clothes or something like that. And Melissa doesn't say anything to Molly, but Melissa's like, I think Molly's up to something. Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, like, now, she's hiding him or something.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Let's say that I'm Melissa and you're Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I thought in that scenario that you were hiding something, if I saw somebody in your closet and then we didn't find them when I went to go look for them, even if you were brushing it off and I thought you were trying to hide somebody, I'd be like, hey, we're getting the fuck out of this house because there's somebody in here.
Yeah.
Or, and they're, like, going to kill us.
Let's call the cops to have them fucking clear it or whatever. Right? Do, like, a wellness check on us.
Even if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The chance, because there's even a fraction of a percent of a chance that there is a man in this house that we're both not aware of.
Yeah.
And that you are telling
the
truth.
That's a lot worse.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. I feel like I would make you come clean. Like, hey, man, you do you. We all have needs. I get it. Or whatever.
But what the
right?
fuck?
Like,
yeah.
That's fine. But I'm your sister and you can tell me, like, yeah, I moved a dude in.
And I'm really scared right now and I'm about to leave your house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, this is not okay.
And I don't want you to get murdered while I'm gone. But I will not stick around to get murdered.
But, like,
we're
I'm
out. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take your kids, too. Cause...
Hard no. Yeah, exactly. Give me my niece and nephew.
Yeah, they shouldn't out. Be in a house with a strange man if you don't know who it is.
Fucking right. One of Molly's coworkers named Amy noticed that every time she walked up to the receptionist desk, Molly would quickly minimize her screens.
I mean, I do that shit.
Who doesn't, right?
But
you
know,
even when you're like, it's just Spotify.
It's not even, it's like work. And I'm like, oh, don't look at that.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
Oh, me? I'm just looking at emails.
Amy also thought that it was super weird that Molly was pretty chill about, like, losing her husband and shit.
Mm.
Red flag.
Mm-hmm.
She was just kind of, like, she kind of just blew it off. And
like, yeah, it happens, you know?
Yeah, fucking husbands die.
Don't you hate it?
Oh, so inconvenient. My child care is gone. And
it's
when...
my goddamn.
Oh, God. And Molly would ask Amy, like, when she thinks that she should start dating again. Like, when's the appropriate time to start dating again? And Amy the whole time is just like, there's something off about this. Like, this isn't right.
And also, like, if you're a widowed person, like a genuinely widowed person.
Yeah.
That you didn't murder your spouse. It's all subjective. It's like whenever the fuck you feel ready.
I know.
No one can tell you.
Right?
No one can, like... When would I not judge you? Today. I don't give a fuck. Do what you want.
And how close is she with this Amy chick that she's asking Amy this question?
Yeah.
Like, I'd ask you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, is it going to look weird if I started doing this?
Right?
Like, tell me honestly.
Like, should I keep it secret or on the down low for a while?
Amy also knew Molly was up to some bullshit. And Molly, we think might have like caught on because she stopped talking to her about her personal life at work.
Mm.
Yeah. So Molly was like, I'm going to stop bringing that up.
And I'm giving away a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Like, Amy seems a little too uncomfortable with this. And Amy would see Molly get picked up by some dark-haired man.
Mm.
She didn't ask any questions, though. But, like, clearly Molly is seeing somebody else.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. And she wanted some kind of validation of, like, no, you can date now, whatever. Everything do what your heart tells you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is the bullshit that I would spout.
Yeah, me too. But I would tell you if it looks sus. I'd be like, I would wait a month or so before you let that one out of the bag.
I don't think I even would. If you were genuinely widowed, like, I don't know, man. Only your heart can tell you.
Fucking yeah, but, like.
Peace be with you.
If you were genuinely widowed, but you were a suspect.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
if you're
girl.
A suspect.
And like, I would tell you that. I'd be like, you're a suspect, man.
Like, that looks suspicious.
I know you didn't do it.
Yeah. If you're a suspect, you should just fucking lay low for a while.
I mean, and not that it's the right answer. It's just, like, the one that'll keep you out of trouble longer.
It'll raise less questions.
Yeah. Like, at that point, it's like, do you want your freedom or your heart to be happy?
Right. Is this guy actually worth it?
Yeah.
Or is he just kind of another...
little dime bag.
Not your dime bag.
Okay, so neighbors witnessed that Molly had a black-haired man around her home a couple weeks after Clayton's death.
Weeks?
Yeah. So happened pretty quick.
That's pretty fast.
So introducing Jake Gregg.
Jake Gregg?
Jake Gregg. Two first name having motherfucker.
Those don't even go together.
They don't roll nicely, you're right.
No, like Michael Scott. Got it, you know?
In.
Well, Jake Gregg.
I feel like we've been primed for Michael Scott, but okay.
But it's still, like, you can't have a K with a G. Jake Gregg.
Yeah, that's true. That is kind of phonetically weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was his name.
Okay.
And this is Molly's new boyfriend, the mysterious black-haired man.
Okay. He's so mysterious.
Mm-hmm. So Jenna, who is the neighborhood
Jenna.
God damn it.
It's like Tourette's.
It fucking is Tourette's. I swear to God. Okay, so Jenna, who was her neighbor that was also her babysitter that was helping Molly out for $120 a month or a week. God damn, not that much of a deal. She had heard all about the new boyfriend, Jake, from Molly's son, Caleb.
Uh-oh.
Because she's watching the boy all the
time. She's bringing this guy around the kids already?
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
So Caleb said Jake was so much fun, and he would take him out and play with him all the time. He fucking loved Jake.
Okay. Jake sounds fun.
Jake sounds great. Caleb, however, was not the happy, fun little kid that he had been. Mm. Obviously, his dad fucking died.
Yeah. Tragically.
Yeah. Like, fucking very tragically.
Yeah. And then everyone at your dad's funeral was like, he was kind of a piece of shit anyway.
Also, he sucked. Yeah. Here's a Confederate flag. And you're like, what is happening with my life?
Yeah. I guess dad wasn't that fucking great.
I fucking lost the genetic lottery.
Yeah. That sounds terrible. So that'll fuck anybody up.
Oh, God. Honestly. So Caleb's behavior started to get worse and worse. And after months of babysitting him and Harley, Jenna noticed that it escalated to beyond what she thought was normal behavior for a child.
Mm-hmm.
And she confronted Molly about it. And she was like, hey, like, Caleb's having these outbursts. He's, like,
wetting the bed, lighting shit on fire, and killing cats.
Basically those things. But he was, like, pissing in the room on purpose, like, pissing on the walls and shit on purpose.
That's nasty.
Yeah. And that's when Jenna was like, I can't watch your fucking kids anymore. Like, either get him therapy and get him help or I'm out.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Like, I don't want to clean that shit up never ending.
No. Yeah. And you're not doing anything about it. And Molly just kept, like, brushing it off. So Jenna was over it.
Yeah, I bet.
And she'd been watching this kid for months at this point.
Oh,
and
that's so sad.
For no money.
Yeah.
Like, for free. Like, doing her a favor.
Yeah.
And it was just becoming a burden. Not to say the kids are a burden, because
no, but if I
sad.
Have to clean up piss off the floor when a kid is
walls.
Doing it intentionally.
In
well,
her
it goes
house.
On the floor, too.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
her house?
Yeah.
In Jenna's house?
Yeah.
Mm, fuck that.
Uh-huh.
I won't keep a dog that pisses in the house.
Precisely. That's why Jenna's like, fuck this shit. So she's been watching the kid for months for, like, no money, and the boy's being an asshole and pissing everywhere. And she wasn't only fed up with Molly's shit, but Molly's mother was also fed up with Molly's shit.
Uh-oh.
So, like, everybody's starting to get fed up with Molly.
Yeah.
Because she's not doing anything about her family. She's, like, off, like, doing, like...
fucking with this new boyfriend.
Exactly. Like,
not
what
getting
the fuck
her
is
kids
going
therapy.
On? Mm-hmm. And Jenna was kind of working out how she was going to tell Molly that she couldn't watch the kids anymore if she didn't get Caleb help.
We're like, hey, look, Exhibit A.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking piss stain on my wall.
Fucking all over the goddamn place. So she's, like, working up the courage to tell Molly this. And then in comes Texas Ranger Garth Davis. And what? He knocks on the door.
To Jenna's house?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Garth?
What's up, Garth? Walker, Texas Ranger Garth Davis. That's a lot of names.
So many names.
Another Garth Davis. I guess Davis is the last name. Never mind. Yeah. I was thinking David. Anyway, okay. So Jenna was asked if she knew what Jake looked like, and she did. Mm-hmm. And because she saw him as a neighbor all the time, she saw him come and go.
Yeah.
She identified him from a photo that Ranger Garth had, proving even further that she knew who Jake was. Like, he's like, hey, do you know who Jake is? Can you pick him out of this picture? And she's like, yeah, it's this guy right here. So prior to visiting Jenna, Ranger Garth had called his homie Captain Paul Nelson.
Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you about Captain Paul, okay?
Okay, tell me about Captain Paul Nelson, this other two first name having motherfucker.
Precisely. He was the chief investigator on Clay's death.
Okay.
Okay? So Garth is over here knocking on doors like, do you know who Jake is? Show me what Jake looks like. And then he's talking to his homie over here who's in Clay's death, you know, homicide.
Yeah. Like, hey.
Let's work together.
Yeah.
Clay's investigator tells Texas Ranger Garth, mm-hmm. after 5 months, the DNA results from the crash finally came back. And they concluded that they were not Clay's remains.
Whose are they?
They're not even a male. They're what? Female remains.
What?
What the fuck?
What?
What the fuck? Okay.
I thought you were going to tell me it was fucking Jake fucking whatever his last name is. Jake Christopher. Greg.
Jake Greg. Good job.
I thought you were going to tell me it was his remains and he's not actually who he says he is.
Oh.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nope, it's a girl. It's okay. Some chick's remains.
Even worse.
Even worse. Okay. So they're like, hey, guess what? These are not his remains.
Hey, guess what? We don't know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So investigator Paul on Clay's case was like, son of a bitch.
Well, now we have no body, no murder, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, investigator Paul actually knew Clay before he was assigned to his death investigation.
Some small town bullshit?
Small town bullshit because, like I said earlier, Clay had been convicted of aggravated sexual assault in the past.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so investigator Paul was on that case also.
Mm.
So Paul's like, God damn it, I know all the shit this guy's going through. This is all starting to make sense.
Yeah.
So on July 31st, 1997, when Clay was 16 years old, he had raped his 7-year-old cousin.
Stop that.
I will not.
That's is that the one that was like the dad? His uncle was like, his I will fucking uncle. Kill him.
His fucking uncle was the one that was like, I want him gone.
Yeah, I would too.
I want him fucking.
And also that explains the wording because like, I want him gone doesn't really make sense. But like, if he's in your family, like, nah, man, I want that guy fucking gone.
Yeah.
Out of this barbecue, out of our Christmas celebrations.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of our family.
I don't want him fucking around with my kid.
That makes more sense.
Get the fuck out.
Because like a stranger, you'd just be like, I want him off this planet. You know?
Yeah. I want to kill him.
I want to kill him. I'm going to fucking take him out.
Exactly. So the cousin reported it years later after the rape had occurred and Clay was charged with aggravated sexual assault on a child.
Okay, good.
Investigator Paul interrogated Clay for the rape.
Yeah.
And Clay asked why it was aggravated.
What?
And investigator Paul lied to him and he was like, oh, it's aggravated because you beat up your cousin when you raped her.
And he was like, I didn't beat her up.
I just raped her. That's exactly what he responded. He responded, I didn't beat her up, I just raped her. So okay, he got
evidence.
Got the it. Fucking confession right there.
Oh, my God.
And so Clay confessed, and he pleaded guilty. Thank I always you. Say that wrong.
Yeah. It's because it feels wrong.
It does feel
wrong.
It
feels right. I don't know.
Feels so right. Anyway, okay, so Clay confessed and pleaded guilty, and he was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 10 years probation.
Okay.
And he had to add his name to a registered sex offender list.
Good.
Right? So Clay's uncle, like I said, was the one that was like, I want a fucking gun.
Yeah, I don't want him in this family anymore.
Precisely. Clay was due to register as a sex offender and start his sentence on June 21st, 2004, which was 3 days after his car was discovered in the embankment. So 3 days before he's supposed to check himself in to go to jail for 10 days or whatever.
Hmm.
And to register as a sex offender and be on probation for 2 years.
Interesting
for 10
years, timing.
Whatever it was. I can't remember all the times. But anyway, yeah. All of a sudden, his car is on fire and he's dead inside of it.
But it's not him.
But it's not
Did
him.
This motherfucker leave his family?
Okay, so on Friday, December 3rd, 2004, which is 6 months after the car fire, mm-hmm. Ranger Garth was watching Molly at work when he saw her meet up with a dark-haired man and leave. Mm-hmm. Ranger Garth called up the investigator, Paul, and was like, hey, it's go time. Let's go. Come on, motherfucker. Fucking woody-hoo.
Yeah.
Rally the troops. So Ranger Garth followed the couple to a North Austin Taco Bell.
Date night, I see.
And they waited for investigator Paul to show up. So they're staking out the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
All right.
And they get some Doritos Locos Tacos while they were there.
And some fucking Crunchwrap Supremes. What do you want? El Gordito Crunchy. But what is it? I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so they weren't fucking around, and they charge into the Taco Bell lobby with guns drawn. They're like,
Jesus.
Fucking gig is up, motherfucker.
There's just us at the register.
Like, I want four tacos.
Just looking for some fucking tacos.
A Nacho Bel Grande. Okay, so they're fucking blowing up the Taco Bell lobby. And Investigator Paul locks eyes with Jake, who was actually Clay, with dyed hair. So Jake is Clay with black hair.
Did the kid not know?
Oh, my
Caleb,
God. Did the fucking neighbor not know? She picked out a picture of him. Like, that's Jake. That's just Clay with black hair. It was literally like shit box dye that you can get at fucking Walmart. And he dyed his hair. And that was his entire disguise.
What?
What?
And he was hiding in their house?
In their closet. That's who Melissa saw in the closet.
And she didn't recognize, like, hey, you know Clay's still here? I fucking saw him.
His hair's different.
Maybe like 12 pounds lighter.
So you have to give up a hip and a torso? Oh my God. Okay,
wow,
so.
Wow, that's fucking ballsy.
So Clay slash Jake was in the middle of eating a burrito at the time when they busted in.
Hold on.
And with a mouthful of burrito, he disappointedly mumbled, oh, fuck. It's so not epic, but also very epic, you know?
Whose body was it?
Could you imagine being, oh, I'm going to tell you. Could you imagine being at work at Taco Bell, though, and being like, what the fuck?
And the, like, disheartened response to the fucking SWAT coming in, like, ah, fuck.
Honestly, I'd be like, I imagine I would have to work drive-through because I'm such an overachiever. And I don't know if that's a desired position, but I feel like it would be, like, you know.
I don't want to talk face to face, but I want to wear the headset.
So, like, I'd be so annoyed because I'd be like, anyway, what else can I get you? Like, this fucking fire sauce. Come on. There's, like, a stakeout going on in here. I want to go watch that.
Right.
You know, like, okay, yeah, fire sauce. Anything else? No, we don't have that right now.
Be with you in just a second.
Please hold. Boop.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I'd be so disappointed. I was missing the stakeout. Anyway, oh, man. Okay. So he's like, oh, fuck, with a burrito in his mouth. Molly did not like what was going on. And she started to act like a fucking out-of-control teen on Maury Povich. That is a critty quote, but I like it.
You know exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, she's fucking Riley-ass motherfucker.
Feisty. She's going down with a fight.
Feisty. So Molly, she's screaming and she's cursing and she's trying to stop them from arresting Clay.
She's like, no, this is my new boyfriend, Jake Gregg. Is that name made up? That's the worst fucking name. Say it out loud a couple times.
Jake Gregg.
It's so fucking stupid.
Do you think they were just like, give me a name, Jake?
What's your last name? Gregg. What? What? It's like naming a child, you know? They came up with Caleb and fucking
Harley.
Yeah, it was like Aurora or whatever. Like, you can come up with a good name.
Yeah, you had time.
Yeah. You had weeks.
Yeah. So, anyway, Jake Gregg. She's pissed off. Molly's pissed off and does not want them to arrest Clay.
Yeah.
And she...
like, no, it's my husband reincarnated.
Exactly. And Ranger Garth is, like, not dealing with her shit. And she's getting all up in his face. And she's like, you can't arrest me. And then he was like, I fucking can because you're hindering apprehension. So yeah. She got arrested too.
Well, good.
Go, Garth.
She was also fucking harboring a
fugitive, sex offender,
murder victim.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You're fucking up some investigations.
Yeah, you're lying.
Yeah.
That's not right.
You did some shit.
I know that much.
You are suspicious. We're going to need to take you in for questioning.
I have some questions. A file was discovered among Molly's possessions that was titled, quote, Mexico. I'd like to imagine it was like an in-paper file, but it's probably on a computer.
It's like a manila envelope. Yeah, like Mexico under M. scrawled on the top.
And in this pile, it had information about plastic surgeons and dentists and their rates for new teeth, a tummy tuck, and facial reconstruction surgery. Reconstructive surgery.
Who's getting new teeth?
So Clay's teeth were super jacked up, evidently, and he was going to get a new grill. Mm-hmm. And Molly wanted a tummy tuck after having two kids. And Molly was supposed to be getting ready to leave to go to Florida, where she was going to set up temporary housing before the whole family fled to Mexico. But instead, they got arrested.
They were in Texas?
They were in Texas.
And then they're going to go to Florida before maybe they were go just to Mexico?
Maybe they were just telling their family, like, oh, we're going to move to Florida. They probably want to get further away from where they're going to get looked at. You
I
know?
Guess, yeah. Or, like, where they're going to go. That's a bad, like, MapQuest did not do it right.
No, like, you're going way out of your way to then go back.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just going to, like, swim across the Gulf.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, that was their plan, but they got arrested.
Yeah.
And the couple had planned this for months, and they got tips from watching CSI and Law and Order.
They didn't get enough tips.
They didn't. The investigator asked if they ever watched the end of the show, though, because that's the part where they always get caught.
I like him. Wow, I get it. Did you stay to the end?
Have you ever seen where, like, it doesn't actually ever work out for
where them? They always get caught?
Literally, because they're dumb. So their completely stupid as fuck plan went a little something like this. They needed to get a body, so they chose to dug up a grave that they thought was, quote, fresh. And they used the obituaries to narrow down their victim.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose an elderly woman who didn't have family visiting her gravesite, so nobody would pay attention to the disturbed grave.
Okay.
Clay dug up the remains, and the corpse rode shotgun with him in his Chevy Cavalier to the top of the embankment. He then threw some of his possessions in the car, and then he fucking doused the corpse in lighter fluid and ignited it and pushed, like, put the car in neutral and pushed it down the hill. To, like, go into the embankment.
Mm-hmm.
Clay then rode his motorcycle home that he had hidden in a bush earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he dyed his hair black and he hid in his house. So he was just, like, a dead man really alive in the house. And this is who Melissa saw sleeping in the closet.
Yeah, I caught on to that.
So they told Caleb, their 4-year-old son, that Daddy drove the car to heaven and that he wouldn't be around anymore. And when Mommy's new boyfriend, Jake, showed up, Caleb thought he got his daddy back. And they continually corrected him. And they were like, no, this isn't your daddy. This is Jake. And that is why, like, this mind fuckery fucked with him so bad that he started to have behavioral problems.
Yeah, because he's like, no, I know my dad. I've seen him before.
And then he started pissing on the walls and shit.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so
sad? And you can't
sad?
Get him therapy because you're fucking lying to him constantly.
Exactly.
And you don't want this kid to talk to a therapist.
Exactly. And find out what's really going on. The woman whose grave was dug up was 81-year-old Charlotte Davis, who died in December of 2003. She was specifically chosen by Molly, who knew a body that was too, quote, fresh, would not completely burn to the point where it would be unrecognizable.
How did she know that?
I don't know. CSI?
And just like I heard this once.
Yeah. And a body that was too decayed would burn to the point where there'd be, like, no remains.
Uh-huh.
So they were kind of looking for something in the middle.
Okay. That's nice.
So that's why Charlotte was chosen. Charlotte was a mentally handicapped, wheelchair-bound woman who spent most of her life in group homes. She was described as a wonderful woman by her longtime caregiver.
Aww.
Through tears, this poor caregiver described how beautiful and peaceful Charlotte looked in her casket and how she was buried with dignity and that Clay and Molly destroyed that. Also, Charlotte was terrified of fire.
Oh, God.
This is fucking awful. And she begged that no matter what happened, that she would not be cremated. And these fuckers burned her. Isn't that so terrible?
They didn't know that, right? Like, they weren't that fucking psycho.
There's no way you could know.
Like, it wasn't in the obituary. Yeah. Like, and she'll be buried here because she fucking scared of fire.
Terrified of fire anyway. Nobody come burning this grave.
I don't think so. I thought it was a lot harder to, like, literally rob a grave, though.
I think, though, like, it would be for us.
But not, like, a full-size man?
No, I mean, like, where we live. It's so populated and all that stuff. But, like, you know how, like, back at Cape Cod and shit, there's just, like, random family fucking cemeteries? Like, you're just walking in a neighborhood and then all of a sudden you're like, there's a cemetery there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing maybe it was that? Something like that? Because they were saying that, like,
even so, that's 6 feet down, and you have to dig the entire thing, because the casket, you can't just open the casket, like, on one side. You have to open the whole fucking lid.
That is dedication.
Honestly. And then you got to put it all back so that no one's like, there's a body missing.
I wonder how long that takes. What's the dirt like in Texas? Like, to dig here?
Impossible. I imagine it'd be better. It'd have to be better, right?
Do they have soil there? I don't know. It's fucking hot in Texas. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so Charlotte was relayed to rest in her grave located near the gates at the front of the cemetery because she always liked to look out and see what everybody was doing.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. Her pallbearers this time were the investigators that had recovered her remains from Clayton's car.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so sad.
How fucking sad.
So Molly pleaded guilty in May of 2005 to insurance fraud and hindering apprehension, and she was sentenced to a maximum of 20 years. So thank fuck.
Yeah.
Molly's father, John, at her sentencing, was quoted to say, "I thought I taught her better."
Honestly, it's what I would think with my kids, too. Like, listen, I don't know how it fucking happened.
I tried. Fucking tried.
He was a bad influence.
Exactly. So Clay pleaded guilty to arson, desecration of a cemetery, and insurance fraud in 2006. Mm-hmm. Clayton was sentenced to a combined 45 years for faking his death and raping his cousin. Ugh. And if he is ever paroled, he will have a mandatory 20 years probation on top of registering as a sex offender for the rest of his life. So Molly served 12 years of her sentence, and she was released in 2016. Molly is now 40 years old, and she lives in Pensacola, Florida.
Mm. Pensacola.
Anyway, Caleb and Harley were raised by Molly's parents, and that is the end of my fucking crazy ass story.
Well, wow.
Isn't that a doozy?
It is a fucking doozy. That's crazy.
When I read it and it wasn't his fucking remains in the car, I was like, caught off guard. Didn't expect that.
I didn't see either.
That one coming.
I didn't either.
Asshole. What a fucking dick.
Yeah.
They're terrible people. All for what? Because you don't want to register for as a sex offender? Don't rape your cousin, bro.
Yeah, you made a mistake. Also, 10 days in jail.
You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, heaven fucking forbid, man.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like he was a piece of shit. And it makes sense. Like you were saying, Melissa and Molly's mom did not sound like really like him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oops, picked the wrong one, Molly.
Oh, that fucking, that's crazy.
Isn't it?
It's also crazy that Molly went along with it. Like, he's like, you know what we should do? Assuming it's his idea, I don't know. And then she was like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Great idea.
I don't see anything that could possibly go wrong. What do we need? A body? Easy.
Think she was a victim also? I don't know.
Like brainwashing or whatever?
Like scared of him?
Probably.
Maybe.
But still.
Also, he, like, loved those kids and was a stay-at-home dad. I wonder if he was good at it.
So he's like, I can't leave for 10 days.
What will they do?
That would be absurd. I'll just kill myself and come back mm-hmm. as a different guy.
Great plan.
And definitely not cause any mental trauma.
Great plan.
Easy. Fine.
Okay. I fucking Ice Cube jingled that whole time.
That's okay. You can sing us out. It was all irrelevant. I'm just blown away.
Okay. If you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to my case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Threads.
Got it.
I got it all. Our handle is at ISGD Podcast. Also, for as little as $1 a month, you can join our Patreon, guys. I forget to tell you guys about Patreon. We have Patreon. It's $1 a month. You get access to all of our back episodes for a fucking dollar.
$1 a month.
We're at like 50
dollars?
No, 50 episodes?
Oh, yeah. 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 50 something.
Yeah. Think. Something like that. Anyway, that's for a dollar. Come on.
Come on.
And you get to support your favorite pod. Also, there's different tiers. So you can get like, you donate more dollars and then you get more content. You can get behind the scenes content. You can see us fucking around the entire time and see all the shit that we cut out. It's fucking awesome. Come join us.
It's all right.
And you get to support us, which is more important.
Yeah.
You're going to help fund things like CrimeCon, which I did email about.
Oh, good.
And I haven't heard anything back yet. So we'll let you know if we get into CrimeCon.
Well, that sounds fun.
So you guys can all plan your trip to Orlando soon.
Hell yeah.
So also, if you want to email us, you could do that at isgdpodcast@gmail.com or you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California,
91979. Also, please subscribe, rate, and review us.
Nice things.
Yes. So that we can be super important and people can find us and then other people can be a part of the goddamn fam.
Yeah. We need more members of our family.
That's right, goddammit. Okay, let's open up these fucking packages. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Okay, Susan.
I have to find the scissors.
Okay, I have to pick my frontal wedgie. She up there.
She real.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
There used to be scissors over here, right?
Oh, no. I might have taken them out for something.
Stupid.
I don't know. Maybe they're still there.
I have a pin.
Okay, that'll work.
We'll make it work.
Lordy, lordy.
Look who's voting.
It's hot.
It's real fucking hot. Okay, who's first? Mike?
Yeah, let's do Mike.
All right, Mike, I won't put your address on here.
That's it. Bang, bang. I've had it. I hate to be dramatic, but I think it is time to fly. I'm drawing the line.
I told my dad about your case, and he was just like, yeah.
Sometimes shit happens. And I'm like, okay. Which one's that?
The pilot one.
Oh. Well,
flight one. It wasn't a pilot one.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. With the pissed off worker.
Yeah.
Wasn't that your case? Didn't you tell me it?
Who knows? Who knows, you know?
Bubble wrap!
Bubbles!
Woohoo! Ooh. Okay, 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 okay.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is it a ransom?
Yeah, it
says, Jesus Christ.
Aaron and Stacy, I love you bitches.
Aw, it's cut out with, like, little magazine letters.
Yeah, it
These
is.
These are my fucking favorite.
Oh, man. The dedication. I haven't done that in so long. I love it.
Me too.
Oh, we got two.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Of these.
This has got to go on our corkboard, this oh. ransom note. What is it?
They're skinny tumblers.
Oh!
They're Hogs, 25-ounce
Oh, this one has your name on it. Don't open it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. My bad. I didn't see the name.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, are they personalized? Nice
I'm so excited. What is it going to be? Well, obviously.
I found the lid.
You got a lid.
I'm not, I don't have my headphones in, so call me if I'm yelling. Or not yelling. I want to know.
Oh my God, they're branded. They're like our brand. My brand.
My brand.
It's an eye set, goddamn.
Oh my God. Oh, it's glittery.
It's got my name on it.
This is so cool.
You guys, it's like a black tumbler. And then it looks like it's got blood splatters on it that are sparkly. And then it has our eye set, goddamn logo on it. And it's got our names. And it looks like it's written in blonde.
I'm gonna drink the fuck out of this.
Fuck yeah, me too. Look at this.
How cute is this? I did that too. I'm so sweaty. It sticks.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, I
Thank
love it.
Thank you. How fucking sweet is this?
Why?
Oh, there's a thing inside.
So nice to us.
Why is there a thank you card? Hand wash only. Wash before use. Oh. DK Designs on Facebook. Thanks, DK Designs.
DK Designs.
From Mike Poston.
DK, DK.
And not like DK like Donkey Kong, like the letter D and then the word K, K-A-Y.
True.
Designs.
Also, I feel like she's our age because she has our generation's handwriting.
For sure. Very presumptuous of you to think that it's a she.
True.
All right.
You're not wrong.
Get your shit together, girl.
You're not wrong.
Get your shit together.
I presumed. Tell me if I'm wrong. Oh, no.
Perhaps Mike made these.
Perhaps. I feel like it would have been M Post. Not DK.
You might be right. Dude, these are...
It has a clip!
Fucking amazing. Stop it.
I will not...
I could go everywhere with this water.
I will go everywhere
gonna
with this water.
I'm going to take this to CrimeCon if we go to CrimeCon.
I'm going to take it to CrimeCon.
Because then we'll know whose is whose.
Yeah. I don't want to drink your nasty ass water.
I'm like nervous. Every time I'm like, they don't want us back.
I know.
And they probably are like, yeah, man, whatever.
We were a bit obnoxious last time.
What do you mean? Speak for yourself.
I am.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
amazing.
You.
Amazing. Let's hold them together.
Okay.
Cha-ching. Tink. Oh. Doing this way. That was so dumb.
We're dumb.
Look at this stupid fucking canteen that I put a sticker on. Get rid of this shit.
Ew. Don't you know someone who makes stickers?
Yeah. Who just told me.
Nope.
How much work it is to make stickers. All right. I'm not even talking to the mic. Okay. Here
all
we
right,
go.
All right.
Guys,
all right.
This is so exciting.
Here's one from Critty.
Critty Cat.
Critty's
doing some amazing stuff with the merch, guys.
Yep.
And she, I mean, you guys have already seen, like, what she put up on her storefront and everything for, like, new t-shirts designs and all that stuff. But she's got, like, some fancy-ass printing abilities, and she said she was going to send us some samples, and I'm pretty sure that's what we're opening right now. So, she sent us a picture, and I'm fucking stoked. And you guys should be, too, because shit's about to be available sometime. We don't know when. We have no idea. Critty probably does.
Ask Critty for everything having to do with us. whoever said tax can't open fucking packages?
No one ever has said that.
You're right. I made that shit up. I'm so fucking sweaty.
Oh, my God.
It says, hey, girl, hey. It says, girls.
Hey.
It says, behold. Looky here. Just a few samples for your new, improved merch. Every shirt has been pre-washed because I didn't want to mail you laundry.
Aw, you're so nice. It's the sweetest thing anyone's ever done. Erin always has to do laundry. She hates it.
I have so much fucking laundry in my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And her fun-ass fucking tissue paper every time.
It's like stars and constellations. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Okay. You guys, it's okay.
It's like Lisa Frank in a box.
An exciting amount of colors. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do we got?
We've got two unicorn candy dispensers. It's unicorn dew. And I think they shit out little candies. That's fucking adorable.
I'm going to put mine together. Or do I have to keep it all nice?
I don't know.
My kids are going to want this instantly.
Yeah, I was going to say my kids are going to want it too, but I'm going to let them eat the candy.
This one doesn't get to stay on display. I'm going to use it. Yeah. Oh, you got the green one?
Oh, no, it's blue.
Bitch.
Do you want the blue one because you have blue kids?
No.
You have boys?
No.
Give me that one. My kid won't want this one. She'll want that one.
I'm only doing that for your kid.
I know. I want that one back. No, I'm just kidding.
Instantly, I was like, I really don't care which one. They're going to love it no matter what. It's a unicorn shitting.
I know, right?
Who doesn't love unicorn shit?
Oh, it's so hot.
It is.
Okay. And then we have two stickers. Ooh, they're holographic.
Well, how's she do this?
Kitty cat swinking? Because she's Critty Cat. You should send
these. Is this her logo?
I don't know, but you should make it your logo.
You should.
Critty. With a little critty right there. Critty cat.
She gives us the coolest shit. Honestly, can I put her sticker on this sign?
You can do whatever you want, baby.
Yeah.
Person. Here, you got these. Ooh, and I got these.
What are they?
They are severed head and friends. I think this is her.
She's like showing us samples of like the.
Yeah, but I think severed head and friends is her business name.
Ow. Ow. Is it?
I think so.
Oh. Well, Critty, you should have gave us more information.
Honestly.
So that we can blast your shit on here.
There's some severed head Sailor Moons and some severed head Hank Hills. Or what are they? What's that show? King of the Hill.
Hank Hills.
Hank Hills. Oh, Jesus. I'm so sweaty. Oh, my God.
They are severed head Sailor Moons.
I'm going to put these on my car.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for all these stickers.
We've got. Let's go to the side here.
Critty. These are legit. Ooh.
Okay. You get these ones.
Oh, they're so pretty. Look at this, guys.
Holographic vinyl stickers.
Oh, my God.
How cute are these?
Everybody's going to want these. Everyone.
Oh, my God. How cute are they?
They're vinyl stickers, so I can, like, put them on my car and shit, right?
Hell yeah, you can.
Everybody's going to want these.
Oh, one of them's glittery.
I'm like, everybody.
Everybody. Oh, it might not be glittery. Maybe that's the transfer tape.
Mm. Well, the fucking heck is glittery. What do you mean?
No.
Oh,
I was looking at that
one.
Girl, you are a master of weeding. You have the patience
of
the sink.
How long that take? Yeah. She's like, I hope nobody orders those.
I know, right?
And then it's our logo. Aww. So these are like, you know, you guys need these for your cars and shit, right?
You guys do need these for your cars and shit.
I'm going to put these on my fucking car.
I'm going to put these on my car. My fucking boss is going to be like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, actually, I didn't make them.
Look how cute. Erin, she put, like, she made, like, a little sticker for us, like, branded a sticker, and it says, I said goddamn holographic vinyl stickers. Like, why is she so goddamn cute? She's so nice to us. It looks so legit.
Marketing.
I know she is. That's why we need her as the pod mama.
Yeah.
Critty's going to be the single-handed reason why we blow up someday.
Someday.
Not, like, literally blow up, but, like, become a cool podcast.
I hope not. She's like, anyway, I'm done here.
Erin, you are sweating.
I'm fucking hot.
Here, dry yourself off. I'm sweating, too, but, like,
ew, it's
you have
like
more skin.
Like, exposed. On my body?
Mine's just dripping down my tits inside of my shirt.
It's fucking coming for it. Can we turn on the fan?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You guys don't give a fuck, right?
It's
fine.
Nobody's listening for the audio at this point.
No.
Right?
No way.
There it is.
Yeah.
There
okay.
She blows.
Sorry if this got way worse. Oh, no. You did something.
What did I do? Oh, motherfucker. Oh, we're all
right. Oh, it feels good.
Oh, we're blowing shit around now.
Get up in there.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Don't die. These are so fucking cute.
I made it.
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I want to go put them everywhere so that I can, like, see how they fit and stick and work.
Okay. And
pretty.
Then...
this might be a pain in the ass to weed all the time. What if like 1,000 people want one?
we could be so lucky.
I know, right?
I got this one.
Jealous. You guys, look at these t-shirts.
I'm just kidding. I'll take purple if you want black.
I want black. I want black. You got the fucking other unicorn. Actually, are they the same size?
I don't know. Probably. I think we said the same size.
I think so, too. Look at this. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this. Look
How
at this.
How cute is that? It's Louisa Frank!
I'll get up and show it closer.
I'm going to wear this shit tonight. Oh. Should I wear this tonight?
You should.
You should wear it tonight. I'm already in a dress. I've dressed up.
Maybe I'll wear it.
You should. He'll be like, what is that?
Pants, though, no. I got, like, fucking 4th of July ass cheeks.
Who cares? You're wearing a fucking skeleton on a rubber ducky.
Don't yell at me.
I mean, how is that different?
I don't know, but oh my god. Her laundry soap smells so good.
It does smell good.
I'm not even talking to the mic.
Girl, this
pretty,
is
your
so
laundry
pretty.
Soap smells very nice. God damn.
This is so pretty!
Why is she so cool?
I don't know.
She's way cooler than us.
I don't know how we found her, or she found us, rather, I guess. Okay?
She really did find us, and made sure that we fucking listened.
I know.
I want this one. Oh my god!
How cute are
they? I said, damn, I'm a true crime addict. I'm gonna wear this to Vegas.
Hell yeah.
It's a cow. It's like Planet Moolah branding.
We got a little sublimation action going.
Ooh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, hell yeah it is.
Oh my god, it's so cute. It looks like a little softball t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, a little jersey sleeves.
Uh-huh. Fuck yeah. Dude, pretty. These are awesome.
I love it.
These are awesome.
Oh my god, I love it.
Let me see yours. Trade me.
Okay.
It's the,
Oh my god.
It's us. We looked bewitched.
It's the unicow.
It is. Oh my god, you're right. It is the mythical unicow.
It is the mythical unicow.
I said god damn.
Oh my god, I love it.
Oh my god, these are so fucking cute.
This is like Christmas.
I know, right? And then we've got these.
Ooh! She even packaged them all fun. They're coffee mugs.
Oh my god, these are so cute. We got coffee mugs and some beautiful holographic painting.
They're Lisa Frankie coffee mugs. Pretty, these are cute as shit.
Oh, they're filled with shit.
This is like Christmas. I'll stop saying that.
Oh my god, they're like filled with candy.
She gave a top rock and a candy necklace. And gummy sushi. My kids are going to lose their mind,
what
and
is
so am I.
Gummy sushi. And I'm going to eat it before they get it, so.
You guys, this coffee mug.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
Oh, your One Direction was literally Lisa Frank.
I know, right?
Think Lisa Frank.
That's
oh, my God, how cute
Every
are
time
these?
People are like, your branding is on point.
How cute are these? I keep saying
Stop
that. It's
it.
So annoying.
I'm so excited. Ow. Ah, Critty, you have outdone yourself. How did you do this?
Sublimation, baby.
I don't know how that happens, though.
Heat.
Like, is it a chemical? Oh, heat?
It's printed on a certain type of paper called sublimation paper, and then you wrap it around it, you tape that bitch down, and then you have a mug press, and you heat press it on there.
Oh.
Which, by the way, my
this looks awesome.
Place of business has been trying to get, like, mugs and do it and stuff, and they cannot figure out how to do it like this. So
that's because Critty's a fucking badass bitch.
Badass
I'm going to drink this, use this as, like, my water cup. Oh, I got a water cup. I can't. Sorry.
No,
sorry,
it's
Mike.
For coffee.
Coffee, water. And I hold it like this while I'm just drinking out of your face. She even got your lip rings.
I know.
Stop it.
And my pink hair that needs to come back.
It does.
Honestly. And we've got a fucking heck.
That's so cute.
Oh,
little V-neck.
Fucking heck.
Oh my god. Adorable.
Does
Love it.
It's mine because it's a V-neck.
Yep.
It's
like
got
we know the rules. Super fucking cute, Critty.
We love you.
Thank you. Sign us up, okay, so that everybody else can have this really cool shit.
Yes. Well, yes, 1,000 times yes.
What do you guys think? Should Critty take over merch?
Yes. Yes, I think so. Oh
Thank you guys so much. You're so amazing. I love you all.
Thank you. We
it
miss you.
It feels so special every time.
I know.
Okay, we gotta get out of this hot shed and take all this cool shit inside my house.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it all on my car.
And Critty, I'm gonna wear this out tonight. So,
yes! Thanks. So, thanks for the outfit.
Bye!
Bye!